Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Peter Gammons, MLB Network analyst.
Around the pole and gone.
Taking you inside Major League Baseball with the Hall of Famer, Peter Gammons.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We have Olin Krutz, legendary Chicago Bear, one of the greatest of all time, in studio with us, and we are delighted to welcome in the Hall of Famer. Peter Gammons joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I was just thinking, you know, last night and this morning, baseball, you know, they want pitch clocks, and they don't want announcers to reset the game at the end of an inning so it moves faster. And so what we've come down to is a game in which we're all sitting there at home watching pitching changes. Now, that's really exciting. 10 games last night, 81 pitchers.
Now, if you put Bill Walton in there.
There was only one pitcher in the entire game. Sloan Wick is the only guy out of the eight pitchers who pitched an earned run average of 4.
81 pitchers.
Yes. And I look at it. Let's see. The Astros are in first place. They lost 7-6. The Yankees are in first place. They lost 19-5. The Indians won that game. They're the other first place team. Cubs lost 7-5. The Braves lost 10-8. Dodgers lost 13-7. There were 140 runs, 205 hits in 10 games.
Wow.
And the pitching change, the game is, I know we have a lot of ideas, the global warming, the pitching recession, intercontinental baseballs. So, I realize all that, but they complain so much about not scoring. Home runs really aren't action. The ball just goes out of the ballpark. I mean, we've seen enough now to realize, you know what? I'd love to see somebody be able to score from first, you know, somehow. And I think it's something that the game, they really have to evaluate. I'm actually doing something on it, and one of the most intelligent managers said, I can't really answer the question until the commissioner's office figures out what rules we're going to have within the next 2 years. Because this can't continue.
Do you advocate the idea of a pitcher coming in and having to pitch to three batters? Would that change everything?
Yeah, and I think they should be limited to 10-man staffs.
Wow.
So people pitch rather than try to hit radar guns.
Wow.
I do think the whole development showcase part of it, I know they make a lot of money, all these showcase people. They had that one in Chicago. They make a lot of money. But they're really hurting the game because all kids do is try to throw hard. Look at the number of arm operations you have on kids 17, 18, 19. You talk to Dr. Andrews. You talk to people who know what goes on with this, and they put it right there at the whole idea of trying to throw too hard, too young before their arms are ready for it, rather than being Greg Maddux, who, to a friend of mine, another pitcher, defined his greatest game. So I can't really think of one. And finally, after a while, I said, I remember the best game I ever pitched, I threw 108 pitches, 102 were exactly where I wanted to throw them. That's his definition of a great game, not hitting 99.7 on the radar gun. And time of game is a problem. I mean, the ratings are terrible. The Red Sox are coming off World Series, but they're still leading the league in runs, but their pitching's terrible. But they got beaten almost 3-1 by the Patriots playing a practice game in TV ratings last weekend.
Wow. Yeah, it's interesting. I was out there, and I think Dan O'Shaughnessy had written a thing in the in the Globe about the pace of play and how the Red Sox had the their average game was the highest in the league, and it was because they're trying to get guys that can hit a fastball and get guys that can throw a fastball, and that's going to lead to nothing but home runs, strikeouts, and it's just going to take forever.
Well, the average game last night, I believe, was 3 hours and 21 minutes.
Wow.
And that's not as terrible as I thought it might be. It was only one four-hour game last night. But at the same time, it's that the stall and play of these people, analytics guys, who love, bullpenning is the future of the game. It's the future of football, hockey, and actually hurling is actually a lot more action. It's actually a pretty good sport to watch.
I have a hurling stick at home. Yeah.
All right. It's a tremendous game. They play, of course, Boston does have an Irish tradition.
Yeah.
But the Red Sox bring in, they have four teams, and they play. They have a little Sunday tournament in November, hurling. So you get two or three games on a Sunday afternoon in November, right before Thanksgiving. They draw 30-something thousand for it. It's lacrosse with blood.
I was going
to
say.
I just had to look up hurling.
Oh.
Because I had no idea.
Let me tell you something.
What that was.
You would be the kind of guy that would hit people with the hurling stick, okay?
I would play by the rules.
They do that. Peter, the Cubs had a terrible loss last night, and they are putting together a terrible stretch of road series. And to get swept by the Phillies and the way that it happened, the meltdown of the bullpen, there is, we have a lot of general panic around our Cubs nation here.
I understand why. I still think they're going to end up winning, but this now is, Roland Wick got touched up last night. He's been really good, and I really believe he's going to be a key guy down the stretch. I mean, and Philadelphia is a great home run park when it's hot. Phenomenal. Darvish is very encouraging. I do think you get out of the heat, and this is the hottest summer in history, so I understand the wear on a lot of pitchers, particularly veterans, but I do think their starting pitchers will be very good in September. I think probably the heat will the lessening of the heat will help a guy like Hendricks. Actually, somebody pointed out to me yesterday, talking about guys who are really good finesse pitchers, command oriented pitchers like Hendricks and Rick Porcello, and how difficult it is for them in this summer. And I get it, but it's impossible to understand why they play so poorly on the road. And, they go into Pittsburgh. If this continues going to Pittsburgh for three games
right. This
weekend, then you go, uh-oh. Because, then you get the Giants and the Nationals, who both of whom could come in and pitch really well. And then you go into New York to play the Mets, and you're going to get good pitching there. And, then you end up playing Milwaukee again. This is one of those stretches where you keep saying tomorrow everything's going to be better, and it doesn't get that way. And it's confusing. I mean, the one thing I always remember, and I've said this for 30 years or so, is whenever you start going, looking for reasons, you go back to the beginning and say, you know what, these are still human beings, and I know. I'm flawed. I'm very flawed, so I understand being a human being.
You and me both, Peter. You and me both. Hey, Peter Olin-Kreutz here. Here in Chicago, it seems like everybody thinks if the Cubs don't win the World Series, Madden's time is up. Nationally, what do you think when you watch the Cubs? Do you think they're still reacting to the way he manages the team? Do you think he still has the pulse of his team?
I think he does. I really do. I mean, I watch games and I go, all right, something happens here. But I think there is something to be said, and I think you see it in a lot of places. We've seen it with the Red Sox this year. Saw it a little bit with the Astros last year, that when you're a millennial and you're young and you've won, winning is not quite the same in baseball because it's so stretched out over 180 days and 162 games that immediacy is sometimes hard to get back to. And you know, we've seen with all those three teams how intensely they went about their seasons to get those first championships. And you know, one was 1908, one was 1918, had been, and of course the Astros had never won. And there's a little difference, you know. But it's also hard to. I mean, I'm not one that ever says that an athlete is. I don't have the right to say that an athlete doesn't have the same intensity or the same feeling for playing every day, because there's so many extraneous factors. And the pitching, I think it's really harder to play in baseball when it's sometimes the third time you come up to bat, you're down 7 runs, or you blow a game in the bullpen. I remember 1984 when the Tigers had a great season. They won 108 games. They started 35-5. Toronto caught up to them in June and got within two games and had a 3-game series in Detroit, and their bullpen lost all 3 games. And when the season was over, the Blue Jays had a terrible year as far as their bullpen. They really didn't have anyone at the end. And I remember Bobby Cox saying, when the bullpen falls apart, it infects, and I love that word, it infects everyone. It infects starting pitchers who panic about trying to get through 7 innings. It infects hitters who are really afraid that, we have to score, where they press on the bats. And he said, and I can speak from experience, it infects managers who then manage out of fear. And I think that the way it has been this summer, I think you see that with a lot of teams where, you know, from week to week, you have no idea who's pitching in relief. The Braves traded, people say, well, they made great trades. They got 3 relievers at the deadline. Well, those 3 guys have given up 19 earned runs in 15 innings since they got to Atlanta. There are so many things that are just so hard to quantify that, again, I keep holding out. The Cubs starters and bullpen will straighten out, and in the end, Joel finished first, and people will be very happy because he finished first 3 times in 4 years.
Peter, thanks a ton. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter.
Good luck to you. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, that, of course, is Peter Gammons. Good to talk to him, the Hall of Famer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.